Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Seven, the Dave Glover Show here on KMOX. Dave on vacation, back on Monday. Rachel Zimmerman, Andrew Stolz, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you here. We've got Dave Murray at 3:30. Matt Pauly joining us at 4 o'clock. We'll talk some cards with him. I think we'll be talking about the weather with Dave. I have to clear that with Dave right beforehand, but I think we'll be getting an update on how things are going to be looking here in the coming days.
Is he like touchy about doing the weather these days or something?
No, I just... thought I was going to be funny and it failed.
Oh. I was like, we got to check with him.
No, I was going to be like, yeah, no, I'm going to make a funny and it's just not funny.
No, Dave knows that he can't have an attitude about doing the weather because we have our own weather spotter.
That's
true. I know.
You better watch his back.
We don't need him.
Don't open that door because once I'm in.
Look, we want you, Dave Murray. We don't need you, Dave Murray.
And then me doing the forecast would be like the thing that would drive Dave the craziest because I would just be reading off the app on my phone. I'd be like, oh, it says this.
Yeah. Cloudy.
Yep. Cloudy outside. Actually, it's partly cloudy. What's the difference between partly cloudy and partly sunny? Should we ask Dave later, or is that such a stupid question
no,
it would be insulting?
I think that's an excellent question.
A very good question.
All right, I'm going to ask, and he's going to make fun of me. So tune in 20 minutes. You'll hear Dave Murray make fun of me for my idiot question. Andrew, you had something on the rundown that caught me by surprise, because one, I didn't know if you would know who this person even was.
Uh-huh.
And two, it's not a person I think of with... modern day controversy, but you are upset with Rod Stewart. Sir Rod Stewart.
Did you guys see this story?
I don't think I did.
I feel like we've been talking about this a lot today, but strap in because I'm going back in. So over the weekend, on I think it was Friday, he did a concert and he paid tribute to, I guess, his friend Ozzy Osbourne by showing a series of videos on like his big jumbotron at his concert. Of AI Ozzy Osbourne, like taking selfies with a selfie stick in heaven with other dead celebrities.
Oh,
so it was like AI generated videos of like a young Ozzy Osbourne with like Jimi Hendrix and Michael Jackson.
Oh,
all like arm in arm and taking selfies and giggling and laughing together on what appears to be the cloudy auspices of heaven.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, it seems, again...
That's so creepy.
Yeah, again, one of those things, not unlike the Jim Acosta murdered child interview, where it's like, why... First of all, why didn't anyone tell you, hey, this is bad. You can't be doing this. And why didn't you catch, like, this is extremely inappropriate. Like, that's the kind of thing that maybe you have,
Freddie Mercury, in
the shower, you go like, oh, this would be a great idea. But then you run it by the first person and they go, oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Hold on.
You got Michael Jackson in there for crying out loud.
I don't know if this was the, I don't know if they were playing this song, but I'm looking at the video and I froze the frame. But in the part of the frame, it's when Ozzy's there with George Michael. And then off to the side, you got old Rod Stewart facing the screen, looking up. I don't know if he's singing or not, but underneath the caption says Forever Young.
Whoa.
No, I think it's probably just because he was young. They used young Ozzy Osbourne in the AI videos.
Oh, maybe that was an 88 version of Ozzy?
Yeah, it's him when he was like, you know, 30.
They said 1988, so maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, like 30 instead of, you know, 80.
I'm reading about some of the fan reactions.
Why? Why would you do that?
What were the? I did not see the fan reactions. What were the fan reactions like?
So plenty of people were like, "You should go to jail for this. This is horrible.
You should go to jail."
But another couple of people commented, "Why on earth is this disrespectful? Meeting with all those stars in heaven is a good thing to wish. Stop being so sensitive." And then another person said, far from disrespectful, I loved it. He actually was showing respect. You should try it.
Wow. Yeah, one person I'm
this
looking
is
at.
Why, that's why we're in this position, is because there is at least a contingent of people in this nation that are like, it's called respect. Why don't you try it sometime instead of going, hey, that's extremely gross.
The first one I'm looking at, the account that I'm looking at, the first reply was, thanks, I hate it. And then the second one was, why would the Prince of Darkness go to heaven? Jeez.
Fair.
I mean, that's got to be a joke, but it's still a bit on point, I guess, a little harsh. But like another reply was, why are boomers like this?
Well, that's what a lot of comments are saying. Like, boomers love AI.
Dude, I got to tell you something.
They love it.
This is a thing now. I mean, like, I see this all over Twitter now. It happened when Ozzy passed. It's happened when other celebrities have passed away recently, where this is it. Like, people post these montage photos of them with other dead people from their field, whether it's musicians or whatever. Why? Why do we like that?
I mean, I don't like it personally.
It's such a weird, like,
I don't know if we like
it's
it.
Like the it's like the Acosta thing. It's just weird. Like, just post a photo of the dude when he was alive.
Yeah.
Maybe pick your favorite photo of the guy, or maybe, you know, play. I mean, God, if you're doing this, like, you're Rod Stewart, right? You're doing a concert. You were a rock star a long time ago. You're a kind of a pop star, has been now, but you're a rock star. You're Sir Rod Stewart. Why wouldn't you just play like a little 60-second video of young Oz doing his thing? Like a little montage of some stage things and him being on the Osbourne show or whatever. Like, I get honoring people, but why honor people with fake stuff when there's so much real material for these people?
Yeah, I guess Prince is in the video too. Are you guys seeing Prince?
Yeah, Prince and Freddie Mercury and.
Oh sure.
It's just weird. Just like, why does anybody like fake stuff like that? I mean, again, it's. I don't know. It's not offensive or anything like that. It's just like, what's interesting about something you know is completely fake?
Well, I mean, okay, just to play devil's advocate for a second, it's kind of like fan fiction almost, where it's like, in my wildest dreams, Harry Potter and Gandalf are best friends and they went to Hogwarts together. Like, there's some that scratches an itch in a lot of people's brains. So I guess I'm not super surprised that, like, maybe for the older generation, it is super cool to see a AI generated video of. Sorry, Kevin's like watching something on his laptop.
He's doing the thing again.
No, I'm watching. I guess I
you had your headphones off.
I had one headphone off. I had the other headphone on. But like, I'm trying to figure out what's he doing. Like, why is he doing this?
And he's like singing along to it. That is so respectful.
And the person taking the video just goes, "This is not cool."
I'm glad. I mean, I'm glad people in the audience, because it's easy to get like wrapped up when you're in the audience and be like, "Wow, look!" I'm glad that there were people there. Like, this is a little strange.
It's funny you bring up Rod Stewart because we were talking about Barry Manilow on the show recently, weren't we?
Yeah, my hate for him.
Well, they look exactly alike. Is it just me?
They're not far apart.
They look extremely similar.
So the only difference really would be that Rod Stewart always had bigger hair.
Okay.
But if you look at their faces, and I don't know about now, but like back in the day, probably not a huge difference. But Rod Stewart was a little bit more like edgy-ish kind of guy until he went poppy. But like he had a little more of that, like, you know, his big song was "Do You Think I'm Sexy?" And then Barry Manilow's is like, "I'm thinking about the Copacabana." You know, like one was a nerd and one was a rock star, that kind of thing.
Sure.
But like, yeah, I can see the similarities. I can see it a little bit. Sorry if you like those people, but I mean, I don't. Oh, if you search their one of their names, they both come up together. Oh my God, they're brothers.
I know. Like when you see a they're picture brothers. Of them
yeah,
together,
they look like the same.
It's
yeah.
like, I mean, they're which not. One is which?
Yeah, they're not, but they could be brothers. And then you know who their other brother could be is Martin Short.
Yeah, he kind of fits in there.
He's shorter.
He's the little brother.
He's shorter. Yeah.
Joel says, "Welp, I thought they were the same guy."
I mean, if you just saw a picture, you could easily mistake one for the other. But if you heard the sound, there's no mistaking the sounds. They're different. They're very different. Again,
well, very talented.
One's a nerd. No, they're both kind of nerds.
I did not anticipate calling Barry Manilow a nerd on the show
on.
Today. But he is. No lies were spoken.
Don't get me wrong. He was really popular.
Poor Barry Manilow catching strays. We're here to talk about Rod Stewart doing this messed up thing.
Back in the day.
And Kevin's like, Barry Manilow sucks.
Back in the day, he was very popular amongst the ladies. He was a very successful man. Sold a lot of records.
You're jealous. That's the problem.
Sold a lot of records. I'm just saying. Kind of nerdy.
So who's the big, Andrew and I revealed earlier in the show, we have no idea when you were in high school. Who was the big, like, teen heartthrob?
Oh.
I know you didn't have girls in your high school, but, like,
no,
girls
that's a good
you
point.
Knew.
We didn't.
Who were the girls chasing?
It would be like what's his name? The lead singer for, like, Duran Duran. George Michael,
Mr.
before
Duran
anybody
himself.
Knew the real story of George Michael. Because,
look, I know the real story, and I still think he's a heartthrob.
Right. But like when Wham first came out, like nobody knew.
And there were no clues.
Even though you could have known.
The straightest man in the world,
you do have
George
to understand
Michael.
That in that time, in the 80s, nobody was ever coming out and saying, I'm gay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, Rob Halford from Judas Priest lived his life as a gay man. He's still a gay man. He didn't come out until the 90s.
I didn't know he was gay.
Yeah. So, like,
he didn't have the decency to put the clues in like George Michael did, though.
It was the same with, at that time, it was the same with Freddie Mercury for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Where you're like, at first, you're like, oh, look at that. He's wearing, like, a motorcycle jacket. He must be a tough guy.
And then you're like, right.
Oh, wait a minute. No. That's not what that is.
He's real dangerous. He doesn't even care if his butt's covered.
I'm trying to think who else. Well, at the time, like, I'm not even joking, in my era, a lot of the heartthrobs were like the rock stars. It was John Bon Jovi.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It was Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. It was a lot of the hair bandy people because it was a much bigger thing back then than pop stars. And pop stars have just overtaken all of that. But they were big back. And pop stars were big things back then, but not this. They weren't as overwhelmingly big as they are now.
And not as big, maybe with the kids as the.
I'm trying. I just didn't like
cool
it.
Rockers.
The Flock of Seagulls guy had his crowd. I don't even know his name, but he had the bird hair.
Yeah, I we talked about the hair earlier, and I decided to Google it just to refresh my memory.
Yeah.
What a look that was.
There were a lot of looks. Yeah, but this was a big one right here.
Duran Duran.
Yeah, they were big. They were like a lot of the young ladies were like, oh, Duran Duran.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day,
Verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, it's DGS on KMOX. Rachel, Andrew, and Kevin hanging out. Rachel, your playlist today would be making Susan very happy.
Oh, good.
This is her stuff, like this kind of thing.
This is actually one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
It's just a fun pop song. I never change it when it comes on the radio. It's just, it's a bop. One of my faves. It would be a good karaoke song now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. I'd be great at that.
And by the way, for those listening on the stream who can't hear the music, it is Don't You Want Me by Human League.
The Human League.
Just imagine it's playing in the background.
Robot League, which is where all of the boomers are with the videos about dead AI people.
The ultimate way to show respect.
Do you do karaoke?
I did it one time. I did it last time I was in Japan.
Oh, okay.
We did karaoke. It was extremely fun. I was always really afraid to do it.
Oh, yeah. I love karaoke.
What'd you sing?
Oh, lots of different stuff.
Oh, you did a bunch?
Yeah, I've done it a couple times.
Really?
Not like all the time. But
you think Dave's ever done karaoke? Oh wait, he sings in bands.
I've always wanted to figure out a way to do karaoke on the show, like as a punishment or something.
Oh my god!
You lose a game or something.
Yeah, that's a good punishment.
You have to sing "Don't You Want Me" by Human
League. Oh my god. No, you have to sing something really hard, like the Star Spangled Banner. No, don't do that. It would be kind of funny, though.
Yeah, if we all had to do a version of that.
Yeah, we should all give our best shot and do like our best at Star Spangled Banner.
Live?
Mm,
probably not.
I mean,
what if I got AI to do it for me?
There you go. Now we're thinking.
See, that's a good use of AI.
I see those ads on TikTok all the time where like, imagine your voice singing like this, and then look in the looks on people's faces like, oh my gosh, that's what it would sound like if I could sing.
What if the pooter did that for me?
The what?
The computer.
Oh. Well,
I guess I shouldn't just say pooter.
Well, but when you said, that's actually a thing, but it's a fart prank thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little thing you hold in your hand and you walk down the street and you can squeeze it. That's what it's called.
Oh.
I'm like, wow, I didn't expect a reference to a little fart prank.
Never expect on the fart prank references.
I mean, I might expect that from you or Dave, or obviously from me, duh. Anyway,
I hate it.
I got distracted by that.
Do you ever get random emails from politicians who you've never interacted with or donated to?
Yes, and texts.
I just got an email from John Hickenlooper, and I'm like, dude, why do you have my email?
He's not even from here.
I feel like he is from Colorado. Yeah, he was the governor of Colorado.
What's he bugging you about?
I don't know. I deleted the email immediately. I'm not giving him any of my money. I don't even know. I think he's a Republican. Oh, he's a Democrat.
Okay.
Still not giving you any of my money, John Hickenlooper. Sorry.
Yeah. Why? I don't like any of that. How'd you get my email?
Well, I think you give it to one person, and then they share your email with tons of other people.
Oh.
And it's
if you donate to any politician Democrat or Republican, your name goes into like the DNC and RNC databases, and now every one of them has your email.
Then how did they get my number? Because I have never donated a dollar in my name to any politician.
Well, how do they have my number for Texas? They just buy numbers.
Yeah, from
those
people?
They can just buy from. Okay. You know when you have to click the thing that's like, don't sell my information on every website, but then they just do it anyway because there's nothing to stop them.
Because there's no way they're going to know, you're going to know it was them.
Yeah, and there's nothing to actually stop them from doing it.
God, I love it when you're, I'm sure Androids do this too, but you're like setting up a new app or something and they're like, can we track your activity across other websites? And then it says, ask app not to track.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, saying ask implies that like...
Like it's not, like it's optional.
It has a choice. Yeah. It could be like, all right, you did ask nicely, but I am still going to do it.
But we refuse your request.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, can't I just say no? Why do I have to ask?
Request denied. Don't like that at all. Leave us alone, apps.
Real.
It's Tuesday on DGS. Rachel, Andrew, and Kevin hanging out. Our buddy Dave Murray joining us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
All right. Feel free to be mean.
It's okay.
I might deserve it for the question I'm going to ask you.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. This is a preemptive strike.
Because I asked it earlier because I honestly don't know. And if I ever heard the explanation, I'm stupid and I forgot it. What's the difference between partly cloudy and partly sunny? Is it like saying my glass is half full versus half empty?
It's your attitude.
Depends on what's in your heart.
That's right.
I like to
go partly cloudy at night,
okay.
Partly sunny during the day.
I got and you. It really is interchangeable.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. And if I want to try to fine tune it, I'll go a mix of clouds and sun with the emphasis on the sun, with the emphasis on the clouds, you know, that kind of thing.
Good, because I've always seen those things and I'm like, well, which part? I'm like, I can see out like there's clouds and there's sun and it's part of each, but I didn't know if there was like a technical delineation or if it's just a style thing.
It's a style thing.
Good.
It's an attitude thing.
Awesome.
Really.
So then it should always be, if you want to be, you know, like, happy and positive. Hey, it's partly sunny, guys. All right. We emphasize. I got you.
Yes.
Got you. If you're feeling like a down day, like, it's partly cloudy today.
It's a cloudy day.
Good. I don't feel like as much of an idiot because I thought, I wonder if I'm missing something there, but I wasn't. Good.
Hey, I have a TV show to recommend, which I normally don't do.
Let's do it.
It's on Netflix. It's Leanne. You heard about this?
No.
It's a comedian named Leanne Morgan.
Oh, I know who she is, yeah.
Yeah. Well, she has a show. And it's kind of like, I would say she is in her late 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. And it's about family. It's about divorce. It's about coming back from divorce. It's a riot.
So it's like a scripted TV show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I know she's got a special too that is a comedy special, but which I have not seen. I didn't know anything about her until
we stumbled on
this show. This show is very funny.
All right. There you go. KMLX listeners, you have your recommendation.
Dave Murray's picks.
Dave, you can bring those anytime you want, man. We're always looking for tips.
Yeah, once every 6 months or so, I'll stumble on something. Yeah, most of the time, Janice will go, well, what's on Netflix? And we'll spend a half hour going through stuff and go, nothing is on Netflix.
The problem is that everything is on these apps and you can't, none of them stand out. You're like, I've seen them all, or I've seen them. Or, I only want an hour and this one's 2.5 hours or whatever. Yeah. I get it. I played that game, but I call it Netflix roulette. And it happens most of the time. I don't know if you guys have ever had this thing, but like when I'm at my parents' house and we're all trying to find something that everybody's willing to watch, that's a task.
It is tough.
That's a task.
Those days are past for me. First of all, my parents would have never had Netflix or Prime or anything like that.
But what about when your kid comes in? You know, I mean, I know with the little guy, you're probably just, taking care of him first, right?
Yeah, they don't, as a family, they don't watch much television.
Oh, okay.
But as the little guy, he's fascinating. He loves Trash Truck. He loves Paw Patrol. He loves Rubble, that kind of stuff. But he also will, I'll say to him sometime, if we're sitting down before dinner, just kind of relaxing after a busy day, I'll say, what do you feel like watching? And he'll go, you know what? I feel like a little news right now.
Wow.
I know. It really is. Wow. I said, okay.
And interesting.
He's nuts about Family Feud.
All right. I can get that. I get that, though, because, okay. Well, first of all, Steve Harvey's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And there's a good energy. Everybody's laughing and moving around. I kind of get why a kid would like that.
It's but just, it's hilarious, though, because it's like, how would he know the answers to any of the questions?
Oh, he doesn't. He doesn't. It's the, you know, if you get the answer wrong, it's,
yeah, he likes the sounds and the
thing. Yeah. And he also, for some reason, loves Steve Harvey going, and you could win a brand new car. And we'll start Family Feud, and our grandson will go, and you could win a brand new car.
That's pretty cute.
I remember when Rod Roddy used to do that on The Price is Right. Remember that when they would bring it up? It'd be a new car! And everybody's like, and it would be like a Dodge Colt.
Well, yeah. We honestly believe that the car in Family Feud is from like 1988. People have won it, but
nobody ever takes it.
Nobody wants to pay the tax.
Yeah, they're like, we're all good. You keep it. It's perfectly fine. Yeah, the game show game, like the prizes have definitely been upped a bit because, you know, all of our sick days from school, you're always watching prices, right? And I'm not even kidding you. The car, if you guys don't remember the Dodge Colt, look it up. It's like, it's one of the tiniest little things that ever existed. And it got like 55 miles to the gallon because it was so tiny. And they were like the cheapest cars ever. And that was always what you would win. Right. Would never be like
about,
a cool
about
one.
$5,000.
Yeah. Back then, yeah, probably less.
Speaking of The Price is Right, I saw an article recently about how a lot of their prizes nowadays are just not desirable. And in fact, they can be a little bit of a burden to the winner. Like you'll win, you know, those exercise mirrors you can get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They'll win the mirror, but then they have to pay for their own yearly subscription for it.
Oh.
Stuff like that. Or like there was an example of a camper, but it's not, it wasn't on, it was basically a glorified tent.
Okay.
That you had to like buy a bunch of extra stuff for, and it you can't fold it up you do a tent. So,
and you do have to pay taxes on those things.
Yes, you do. So
if you win like a trip to Hawaii, it's like, guess what?
Right, right.
I'll pass on that.
Although, in fairness, if you were thinking about spending whatever it costs to go on that vacation, you're saving all of that, and then you just pay the taxes on the three things.
Yeah.
So in the end, they are helping you out a little
very
bit.
True.
All right, Dave, what are we looking at? More of the same, please?
Yeah, kind of. You know, each day is going to get a little warmer, a little more humid. It's delightful this evening. It's fine tomorrow. It's 80s to near 90. We'll start to notice a little uptick in the humidity during the afternoon on Wednesday, but it's nothing extreme. 71 Wednesday night. Thursday, we'll call it sunny, hot, and humid, but nothing extreme. 92 for the high. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, sunny, hot, and humid, and about 93. We can deal with these temperatures. That's easy. Typical summer. Enjoy.
All right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Be partly sunny. Come on.
This isn't bad. We were talking earlier, Dave, mostly me complaining. Not complaining, but I called August purgatory because it's like an in-between, right? No big holidays.
Yeah.
Nobody's excited about August.
No.
But people do get excited for the fall because that's right around the corner and football season starts in September or the end of August, but mostly it's a September thing. And, you know, like I feel like August and February are the two purgatory months.
I agree with you 100%.
Yes! 100%. Yes, I am not alone.
Especially February.
Yeah.
February is this like, there's no holidays left. So, Valentine's Day, President's Day, whoopee.
Dave, have you seen the video that Kevin Killeen did years ago about February?
No.
Oh, my God. When you get a chance, you have to Google it. Just Google Kevin Killeen February. It goes viral every February.
Okay.
It's just him doing like a two and a half minute package with a little bit of video, too. Not just audio, but video. Just narrating why February is the worst month of the year. And it's amazing. It is so funny. And it is also dead on.
In St. Louis, February is one of these months where you think, you know what? Spring is around the corner. And then Mother Nature just goes, slaps you across the face.
It's like, no, it's not, idiot. It's not that close at all. All right, let's do some headlines, Rach.
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So the U.S. Coast Guard just released a report into that Titan submersible implosion. This felt like it just recently happened, but it imploded back in 2023. For some reason, I thought it was 2024. I guess my perception of time is just a little warped right now. But yeah, this was a tragedy that killed five people on the way to the Titanic. And they have concluded the implosion was preventable. The Titan was owned by OceanGate, operated by Stockton Rush, who was among the fatalities. This is, of course, raised concern about safety in the private deep sea exploration industry. And I think those concerns are well deserved.
Yeah, I think it was the Coast Guard's final result that I saw today. They said it was instantaneous. Like it was over immediately.
That's comforting at least that nobody had to suffer.
I mean, I know they had the fear building up, right? Because weren't they like, oh my gosh, there's noises and
there's problems.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Let's see here. OpenAI is updating ChatGPT to encourage healthier use. So what do I mean by that? Apparently, the chatbot app will start prompting users to take breaks when their conversations are getting too lengthy. It'll also shy away from giving direct advice about personal challenges.
Oh.
So it's kind of discouraging you from using ChatGPT as a therapist, and more it's like, we'll help you decide for yourself by maybe asking you a question in return of your question. So it kind of just seems like a way of them washing their hands.
I was going to say they're trying to keep themselves from getting sued.
Yes. Yes.
Which, again, all right, it's also not great to be taking advice from an algorithm.
That's kind of been the theme of the show today.
Yeah, Dave, we've had a lot of AI stuff today.
No, don't do that.
We were talking about this. It happened earlier. So Rod Stewart had a concert this weekend. And as part of it, they did a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne because he had recently passed away. And they did this video, all AI, of like a 35-year-old Ozzy in heaven doing selfies with all these other dead musicians. And it was like the worst, most tasteless thing ever. And like the people in the crowd were like, this is not okay. It's such a weird thing. Like,
yeah,
just show pictures of the person.
Right.
Don't, you know, or I mean, video. There's lots of video. Of Ozzy. Yeah, yeah. We don't need to have fakies.
Here's another headline for you. Justice Samuel Alito will publish a book next year under the Basic Liberty imprint. The focus of the book is not yet clear, but several other justices like Ketanji Brown Jackson, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and Neil Gorsuch have also signed book deals in recent months. So get ready for some Supreme Court books to hit the shelves.
I hate this.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Why are you trying to profit from being a Supreme Court? Just be a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
You've
won.
It's
a great question.
It's one of the greatest jobs in the world. It's one of the top achievements in the world.
Preach,
and
brother.
And now you want to just go ahead. You know what? If you want to make money, quit. Go into private practice. Make books and movies. I don't like using your position. And by the way, this is tied into, we didn't bring this up, but you know, the Josh Hawley bill that's before Congress now that would restrict all members of Congress, the president, and the vice president of the United States from trading stocks. That should have been done a long time ago.
Yes,
nobody should
be
in these positions to be enriching themselves because they have information that the rest of us don't. And they actually make the laws that rule these industries. Like, that should be the ultimate conflict of interest. And if you're a Supreme Court justice and you want to write books, quit. Just do that. That's a big win. That's enough. Sorry. All right, end of rant. I apologize.
No, I tend to agree with you. Let's do one more headline, and then we'll take a little break here. The New York Post is going west. The Post was founded by Alexander Hamilton in 1801, and they've announced plans to launch a sister newspaper in California.
Oh, I thought you meant they were moving, and I'm like, how could it be the New York Post? It's out west.
It's the L.A. version of the Post.
Is it going to be just called like the L.A. Post? That would make sense.
Yeah, I think it is.
I don't have that in front of me. I apologize.
Well,
I failed.
If they're still thinking,
here,
they can have my idea for free.
Good idea. Just call it the L.A. Post.
Yeah. See, simple and easy, and right on the money.
Thank you, Dave.
Take care.
You too.
Just a couple minutes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Left in the hour, coming up at 4 o'clock, Matt Pauly's going to pop in. We'll talk some cards, and then we'll do that again on the Redbird Rush Hour from 5 until 6. And then during that Redbird Rush Hour, we will be going over some of the highlights from Ali Marmol's appearance on the Guest House Gang today. So
nice.
He does that every Tuesday. And then every Tuesday night, we pick one or two things that we highlight and kind of talk about and kick around. So that'll be coming up later on tonight.
Pretty cool
as well.
That KMOX has direct access to Ali on a regular basis. To also had someone else in mind, and now I can't remember. That's embarrassing.
No, it happens. It happens. I've done it a million times. It
just
is great.
Trying to be a team player over here.
It is great
failing.
Because it's direct access. He's on the stream, so he's on the video, and he sees all the comments, and he will pick out ones that he wants to address, and he tends to like to pick out the ones that want to argue.
That's fun.
Yeah, he enjoys that. Like, he does not mind tough questions, people asking things, because he wants people to understand what he's doing and why.
That's very cool.
Yeah. My car, there's a
hole in the roof. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.